Listen, learn, create your own destiny. Create the life you want. See the future. Want the future. Have it now. Welcome to the Manifest Change Podcast. And here's your host, Brooklyn Storm.
Hi, guys, and welcome to the very first episode of the Manifest Change Podcast. It's so great to have you here. What I thought we'd do, because it's the first episode, is lay the foundations for future ones by going over what the law of attraction really is and what manifestation is, as well as what they both aren't. So first off, law of attraction or manifestation is really just around the belief that we create our lives and our experiences through our thoughts. That's it. Around that, there's a whole bunch of tools and techniques that you can use, but at the very core is the understanding and the acceptance that the things that we have in our life now are the result of thoughts that we've had in the past or feelings that we've had in the past. The other thing too that we want to understand really is the difference between goal setting and intention setting for manifestation. So I like to think of goal setting as being quite action-oriented. It's quite specific. You know, in the 1980s, it became really popular to set what we call SMART goals, and that just kind of stood for the goal being specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-guided. So lots of really actionable steps in there. The difference between that and intentions, when we talk about intentions, we're really talking about the desire, what it is that we really want, and it's not so action-focused. When we're thinking about intentions in manifesting, it's really more around, okay, what do I really want? How can I get myself into alignment? What do I have to do to be able to jump into that lane on the freeway so that I can get to the destination that I really want? But you're just kind of thinking about it. From time to time, you will take aligned action, but it's very different to actually writing out a series of steps that you need to take in order to get to that outcome in the end. Law of attraction is not about spells and potions and lotions and magic and witchcraft and all of that. It's absolutely not. Now, I don't really know where any of that came from. But what it is for me and my experience of it has been that it's really more around the internal stuff. And we see this in the foundations that it has with psychology. Evidence-based therapies such as cognitive behavioral therapy, for example, really do look at the relationship between thoughts, feelings, behaviors, and outcomes. It's really that whole idea around what you're thinking there is creating a feeling, is creating this outcome. So they're very, very similar. There's also a lot of other science that's involved in law of attraction and manifestation, and we'll come to some of that a little bit later. It's not really my area that I'm overly familiar with. I'm not overly familiar with things like atoms and physics and things like that, but I am very familiar with psychology, and psychology is a science, and a lot of manifestation law of attraction is science based on psychology. So for that reason, what I'm doing is combining 14 years of university training, including all the knowledge that I've gained from PhDs and 25 years working in health and wellness, to this area of law of attraction and manifestation. And as a result of that, what's been happening is clients have been getting some amazing outcomes. We've had clients generate in excess of $300,000 in very short spaces of time. Others have manifested trips or romance and love and dates. Others have manifested homes and flights away and trips overseas. So really it's limitless in terms of what you want to try and call into your present reality. All it really requires is an open mind. I guess the thing too is that when we're talking about law of attraction and manifestation, for a lot of us, that whole idea of the secret comes to mind. And that's probably great insofar as the secret opened up curiosity and interest again into this field that's been around for centuries upon centuries upon centuries. However, The Secret as a book and as a movie left out all the steps that you really need to take if you're going to manifest anything. And so what happened was lots of people read the book, got really excited and really inspired, and they tried to manifest things that didn't work, and then they've had a bad experience and thought, well, manifesting's not for me and it doesn't work. I'm here to tell you today that it absolutely does. She just didn't include a lot of the steps, but I'm going to teach them to you over coming episodes so that you can absolutely have the things that you really want to have in your life right now. And what you want now might change 6 months from now or 6 years from now, but we can certainly look at a whole bunch of stuff. Really, the only limit to manifesting what you want are the limits that you put on it yourself. So before we get started too, I guess you really need to understand a little bit about the history. You know, there's a big misconception in the community that law of attraction or manifesting is really new. You know, it's like the latest fad. I think it's just become quite popular lately because it's become more widely accepted now that the science is there. People needed to know that in order to feel more comfortable and confident with it moving forward. But historically, you can go back to all sorts of spiritual or perhaps even religious texts. For example, you're probably all very familiar with Buddha and one of the sayings, what you think you become. You know, we see it all the time. It's on affirmations all over Instagram and Facebook. You can get it on coffee cups and notepad covers and goodness knows what. But this belief is exactly the same as law of attraction. It's exactly the same as manifestation. And if you're not into, I guess, Buddhism, maybe you're interested in other things like in Christianity, there's Proverbs 23.7, I think it is, and, you know, just quoting here that as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. It's really no new idea at all that what we think we become, or we create our own experience of the day through our perception. And there's a whole family of psychology theorists that talk a lot about perception. You might remember perhaps when you're growing up and you were at high school or maybe even university, and you had to look at that picture of the vase or the silhouette. You know, that's all about perception. Or perhaps maybe in the last 10 years or so, you've seen online that moving ballerina, and you have to figure out if she's twirling to the left or if she's twirling to the right. It's all about perception. And that's really a lot of what's going on here when we're talking about law of attraction and manifestation. I guess perhaps it's been controversial in the past because, and this is just my opinion, but because I think people have oversimplified it. They have kind of said to themselves, well, if all I have to do is imagine I've got $1 million, I will do that. And they sit on the couch and they imagine that they've got $1 million. They open their eyes, they expect $1 million to rain down from the heavens above, and it doesn't. And then they say, see, it didn't work. I think that's partly why it's controversial. I think there's also been a big misunderstanding too around, you know, you can have, do, and be anything you want. I think that's a really great idea, but the reality is, of course, there are going to be limitations with some of those things. In saying that, there's never a limitation with your perception, and there's never a limitation with your desires, and there's never a limitation with your goals, and there's never a limitation with your intentions. I think sometimes people misunderstand that. So I just really want to let you know that when you can understand more clearly what some of those core elements are of law of attraction and manifestation, that this will all make sense and you will be able to start to use some of these tools and techniques to create things in your life that you really, really want just by looking at things very differently. It sounds easy, but it's a lot of hard work, and it's like therapy in a way. And you'll see that over coming episodes too, and I'm so excited to show you. But I did promise you that I was going to bust a few myths. So I've got a note here of five of those, and I'll just move through them one at a time for you. So first of all, there's this big myth that manifestation's all about magic. It's magic. And I guess my response to that is, no, it's not magic. I mean, I am just like the next person. I love to believe in magic, but the reality is it's not. It's 80% an internal game, all around your beliefs, all around your mindset, all around your perceptions, all around your conscious mind and your subconscious mind and things like that. And you know what? It's built around tools and techniques that have been updated to be based on evidence, as with psychology, for example, but also action and this idea of gratitude and energy. And I think it's this whole idea of energy that also makes it feel a little bit magical sometimes. And I understand that. And I think that magic is a beautiful thing. And I want you all to experience the feeling of something being magic. But the reality is that this is not magic. It's doable, it's achievable, it's realistic, and it's a whole lot of fun. The second thing is that there's a belief that, you know, you can have anything you want. And I just spoke with you about that before. But the other reason that you either can or you can't, it just really depends on who you are in terms of your readiness to release some thoughts or some feelings or some behaviors. Just like you need a readiness to change in a therapeutic context, you also need a readiness to change when it comes to looking at your day differently, looking at your week differently, looking at your experience differently. You have to be open to looking at things from different angles, because that's what law of attraction and manifestation are built upon. If you don't have that willingness, it's not going to work. Just like you can't get therapeutic outcomes with a counseling client who's not engaged. You know, there are tools that you can use as a counselor or as a therapist, like motivational interviewing, but, you know, there's always going to be some clients that can't be helped because they don't want to be. There's some resistance there for whatever reason. Maybe they're just not ready. It's the same with law of attraction manifestation. You have to want it and you have to be open to it, like with anything. Okay, there's another myth too that manifestation is really selfish. You know, you're just thinking about yourself and you're not worried about anybody else and you're not taking their thoughts and feelings into account at all. And this is a really big myth, and I think it can really be holding lots of people back from creating a life that they really want and, to be honest with you, that they really do deserve as well. My view is that when you look after yourself, and as I've said, this is mostly about mindset. That's why I love it so much, because it fits in so well with psychology. But when you look after yourself by changing how you think or how you feel or how you act, then what happens is there's a natural ripple effect that you've just created by yourself feeling better. You're nicer to be around. People like to spend time with you. You can be more effective at caring for others. You can be more active in your listening to their needs and their issues and their concerns. You can be more effective in helping others. You can be more effective at work. You can be more effective in your interpersonal relationships with loved ones. You can be more effective in friendships. You can be more effective online when you're running your groups. When you look after yourself, it's a short-term investment in improving your relationships with others, with your environment, with your community. So absolutely take time to do this work, because others are 100% going to benefit from it when you do it the right way. You just need somebody to teach you that knows what they're doing, that knows about law of attraction and manifestation, that has a good group of psychology that you trust, so that they can teach you in a way that resonates really well with you. And you're going to be able to be just fine. The fourth myth is that it's a religion or it's supernatural. Well, it's not a religion and it's not supernatural. It's not, guys. I mean, people used to think that about psychology at one point as well. People used to think that about naturopathy at one point as well. But I think when there's perhaps a lack of awareness around things, we can try and lump them all into categories that tend to make more sense. And that's how sometimes people come to think that manifestation or law of attraction falls into either of those two categories of religion or supernatural. But the thing is that it's not. Again, law of attraction and manifestation are simply a collection of tools and techniques and strategies that you use to feel better, to bring about a change in your health, a change in your financial circumstances, a change in your living arrangements, a change in your relationships, a change in your future, a change in your mental health, a change in your rest and relaxation practices. It doesn't matter what your focus is, but it's just a collection of tools and techniques. There's nothing scary or spiritual or religious about them. And the fifth myth is that it just doesn't work. It's a load of, you know, BS, and it just doesn't work. And I'm here to tell you that it does. And I run a Facebook group. It's got, you know, it's only a small group. It's got about 200 people in it at the moment. And so many of those participants have been manifesting amazing things. As I said at the beginning of this podcast, people have manifested trips, hundreds of thousands of dollars, medical procedures, all sorts of things, romantic interests, love, relationships, friendships, travel, homes and houses, cars, I mean, clients for their business, referrals for their business, team members for their business, awards, people have won awards for their businesses, all sorts of things. As I said, you're only limited by your imagination, and it does work if you work. That's the thing. It's called manifestation practice, and it's a practice because this collection of tools, you need to find the ones that are going to work best for you, depending on what you're trying to manifest, of course, because they work best when they're a good match. And once you've identified those tools, you need to use them regularly and consistently if you're going to get the change that you really want. It's no different to eating well to improve your health. It's no different to going to the gym to improve your muscle tone. It's no different to going to a meditation class to learn how to meditate. I mean, you can't go to the gym once and then expect to bench lift your body weight. You can't diet for a day and expect to drop your 10 kilos. You can't diet, you can't save money for a day and then expect to have $1 million. You have to do things consistently. Same with every other thing that you do in your life. There's absolutely no magic about this. This is just an approach to life. It's just something that you might find works for you. That's all. And I am so passionate about it because I've seen it work in so many different ways, and that's why we've put this podcast together. In future episodes, we're going to be talking about tools and techniques that you can use. I'll also be sharing some stories from people in the group. You can also check out the show notes and join the group if you like. Or you can contact me anytime and I will be most happy to get back in touch with you. We've got all sorts of courses and things like that which you can find on Instagram, and there's a link to that in the show notes as well. If you have any topics that you want me to discuss, or if you have any questions, please let me know, because I'll put them together for a episode on, you know, Q&A, and we can publish that in a little while when we've got a few questions to answer. In the meantime, stay open-minded. Think about what manifestation might mean for you if you were able to have something in your life that you've been secretly wanting to have. Just imagine what that might be like. And if you think life might be new or improved or better or happier for having that thing in your life, and stay tuned for the next episode, because I want to start teaching you how you can have all of these things. And I'll give you lots of personal stories as well, so you can hear about my journey too. Thank you so much for listening today. I loved having you here. I'll see you next time, guys. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Take steps now to manifest the life you want by checking out the show notes. If you've loved this episode, leave a review on iTunes. Here's to manifesting change.